Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargan goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Klimchuk, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Edmondson covering. Safe. Fuller moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Klimchuk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Klimchuk reaches second base with a double. Fuller scores. Hargan moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball towards center. Barry catches it and throws to third to double up Klimchuk. Hargan tags and scores. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Paul Edmondson. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Sims moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to third. Leon moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Luke Limchuk. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive to left field. Williams throws towards the plate. Hermann fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hermann. Cardenal moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Cardenal scores. Hinton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Camilli now playing third base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Paul now pitching. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bradford scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Ron Law now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Williams scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Ron Law. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Woody held pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to third for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward pinch hits for Ken Berry. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held now playing center field. Danny Murphy now pitching. Don Pafletic now catching. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Tony Horton. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cap Peterson now playing right field. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. Aparicio moves to third. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton is walked intentionally. McCraw moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. McCraw moves to third. Melton moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.